Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And people have said to me from last night, "Dee, you sound a little better, Dave." Yeah, I'm working on it, but thank you for your well wishes. I'll soon be out of the woods. I'm doing some things, treatment things that'll help. Give me a couple days, but I am doing better. But thanks a lot for your cares, prayers, and concerns. We have Dr. Sherry Edwards on us, with us, and she is the developer of bioacoustic analysis, which is we can tell a lot about someone, health, motivations, emotions, and so forth, characteristic traits of their personality. We can do that if we can analyze the frequency of their voice. And she's much in demand, and we're lucky to have her on here today. But before we join Dr. Edwards, I need to take care of just a little bit of business. Ladies and gentlemen, it was 2 days ago, the largest food producer, processor in France said they're cutting back by 80% because they can't afford the crazy green climate change energy policies. And they said, hey, we're not going to fight this. We're going to cut back 80%, and like it or lump it, Mr. President. And they were pissed, and they should be. Ladies and gentlemen, take this as a warning for here. I think this is a really an all-call for you to get storable food. And we've talked about all the other reasons you want storable food. Stay outside the government's control is the major reason why. So how do you get yours? You go to foodwithdave.com, and what will you get? 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. You'll also get breakfast, lunch, dinner, lots of variety, so you won't get sick of eating the same thing, and a $250 discount on the 3-month emergency kit. I recommend everyone in your family have one as a minimum, and I do mean minimum. So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And you've seen the roving blackouts. You've seen someone actually got caught in one of those 9 acts of sabotage against our grid. And we think there's FBI complicity, we being my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, former DHS. We both think this is an inside job that's going on with the grid. And when they take the grid down for any length of time to paralyze any rebellion, what will you need? You'll need water filtration because you won't be able to get it out of the tap. Well, where should you go? Well, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is number one in the business. It is number one. They published the research at waterwithdave.com. Go check it out. You'll also see a significant savings. They, like the food, have not raised their prices. So go to waterwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com for the food, waterwithdave.com for the water. And just one more quick thing. Mike Lindell's people approached us and said, Dave, you've been such a good supporter of Mike and all that he's done. Would you guys like to be a representative of MyPillow? By the way, they're not adding any more vendors, I understand, at least for the time being. And I said I'd be honored to do that because of the great stuff Mike does, and we love his products. They wanted to send me samples, but my wife already had them all. So we're selling them to you for more than half off, and sometimes way more than half off. All you need to do to look at the catalog and the great savings you're going to get is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges. That's MyPillow.com/Hodges. And use my name, last name, Hodges, as the coupon code. Well, those are the three sponsors we have for this particular show. Also, I should mention, check out our merch store, DaveHodgesMerch.com. But, you know, we're not going to go there right now because I want to get Sherry on here. We got to get into some stuff. And Sherry, thanks for being patient with me through my my physical challenges. I'm sure good days lie ahead. I mean, it was only a month ago I was pushing the turbo sled every day. I was swimming every day. I was lifting every other day. Life was good. I was in really good shape, and I'm sure I'm going to get back to that. And also, partly thanks to bioacoustic analysis. And Sherry, thank you for that 8-minute wave you sent me on this. So, folks, I wanted to publicly advertise this because I left my tone box that I used from Sherry back in Arizona, and I'm right now in Colorado doing work. And my wife's having trouble finding it, and so Sherry made me an 8-minute recording here. So I practice what she is going to preach. Sherry, hope you're doing well. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, and I think we're going to be able to share some very frightening things with the audience that I hope they heed.
Well, listen, getting them to getting people to listen is really pretty easy. I've got a really intelligent audience, and I know by the comments they send me, even when they disagree with me, I go, that's pretty well thought out. But unfortunately, we're not motivating enough people to take action.
Well, because we have been right so many times on your show, I think that's why you asked me to do Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah. Don't you love his name, Sam Bankman? Don't you find that funny?
The Bankman-Fried. I think it's
hilarious.
An incredible omen in his name. And as we looked at it, because you suspected something was not quite kosher here, we began to look at him and open up a can of worms that people need to know about.
Yeah, I think we are going to have to do that. And listen, I mean this in an encouraging, not a condescending way. I'm really, 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 really hoping that we can motivate you to action, even if it is to stop obeying illegal laws from the federal government. Seriously, I've actually thought about what it would take for me to drill for my own oil and partner with some people on that, because what Biden did with his executive orders was unconstitutional and illegal. So anyway, Sherry, where are we headed with this? Where are you going to take us today?
Well, I'd like to back up to another show that we did when we found that there was a Chinese professor talking to a bunch of graduate students, and he said to them, they've now taken this off the air, but Tucker Carlson has a link to it that we can give to people. This Chinese professor was saying, we own Biden. We don't want Trump, and that's why we're going to do everything we can do to keep Trump out of office. Mm-hmm. And we had people come to us and say, can you check this guy's voice, because there's a real problem here. And this Chinese professor is telling the truth. They love Biden. They want Biden in office because they can control him. And that should be frightening. And I combine that with some things that I sort of knew, but I looked up that the Chinese art of war, they state, you don't hate your enemy. You just turn your enemy against it. And there's several movies made where they announce that kind of thing. We don't have to fight our enemy. You just take your enemy's fault, turn them against themselves. And that's what's happening in America. And I discovered evidence of that when I started digging to Sam Bankman-Fried. When you look at what happened with him, it makes sense. Should we remind people what's going on with that, or does everybody know?
Yeah, go ahead.
That he, just right out of college, started some kind of cryptocurrency, and nobody knows how it got started or where he got his seed money. They suspect that it was his partner, Michael Yang, that's mm-hmm. his name. But he went around using greed against people. We can make you this much money. Just give us what you've got, and we'll double and triple and whatever he promised people. And then he started using that money for political gain or political pressure, buying off people, giving mostly Democrats a lot of money for their campaigns, which they have refused to give back. By the way, should be put in some kind of pot holding. But the little people, the little guys, the Republicans, the Democrats, the moms and pops, and some big guys too, they got their money, and Friedman bought the property and paid people off. And used the money however he wanted to use it, and he went to his two people that were working with him have already pleaded guilty, and he's been released on $250 million bail, probably the largest bail ever. But he took the little people's money and did what he wanted with it. It didn't matter if you were a Republican donor. He still gave your money to Democrat candidate. So this is really a lot of corruption. And I started looking at his vocal print and how he was talking about this. And he was talking about, you really have to be collateralized before you can do something like this. But he never said where he got his money to start. And I started noticing that this looks very familiar to me. And recently on the show, a couple months back, we did a comparison of Biden and President Xi of China, and their vocal prints were almost identical. And we've already established that people who have nearly identical vocal prints are working on the same principle, are working on the same project, are coming from the same place in their motivation. We established, and it's written about this, Biden and Xi are using manipulation to control something physical.
And this comes from their bioacoustic prints, correct?
Yes, and they're both talking about control and what's happening in the world, and it's have a computer program called NanoVoice, and we can look at the frequencies of someone's voice, and we can tell their motivation. You mentioned that a little bit ago. Xi and Biden's vocal print, they're nearly identical in some spots. A score of 92, I think, for Biden, and 94 for Xi, on the same thing of control of something physical, words. And if you look at Sam Bankman-Fried, is identical to theirs. The three of them line up incredibly.
Are they serving a similar mission, or are they just of a similar mind?
A similar mission, but it's even beyond President Xi. There is a place in people's voice where you can look at the foundation, and we're giving this program away to people if anybody wants a copy of it. You can look at the foundation, and Biden nor Bankman nor Xi have any foundation. This is somebody else's idea. It is even beyond the president of China that Biden is supporting the agenda, Bankman is supporting the agenda. They're working toward the same thing in the same way, through manipulation, through managing people, through information. And go back to the idea of the war, the history of war, what is they calling this? How to create a war without fighting?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Let me ask you a couple of pointed questions here. Do you think, is it logical to assume all three of these men are serving a singular source of power agenda that's higher than them? Okay.
Absolutely.
I would propose, from what I know, we're probably speaking of Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum. Here's why I say this. They're on record of wanting China as the world policeman. They also use terms like the Great Reset and Build Back Better. Those were terms that Biden used repetitively in the campaign of 2020. So it's pretty easy to point. And then they've trained a lot of our leaders in the Young Global Leaders Program. So I think it's really safe to say the World Economic Forum is behind this. Now, before I go any further, the World Economic Forum is the administrative arm of the Bank of International Settlements, which controls all the central banks. And they're ran by the Rothschilds. Oh, there's a conspiracy theory, but it happens to be true, though. It's run by the Rothschilds, and the World Economic Forum does their administrative bidding. So that, to me, I think is the chain of command.
I would agree with that, and there's a lot of people jumping in. I don't know what they've promised them. I know that Liz Cheney is also involved here because her book is very, very similar to them. I think they have promised her a run for the presidency. We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
But I think what is happening with this Sam Bankman-Fried, just one tiny piece of what's going to be happening to all of us, how to confiscate money from people who don't want to give it to you so that you can use it for your own cause. Look at what's happening with stocks and bonds. Look at what is happening IRS agents. Look at what's happening with people and the taxes. And you have to pay a tax to die. Lord.
Yeah, no, I would say you're right on the money here. Reduce Inflation Act or whatever they called it failed, $1.2 trillion boondoggle. They've now broken it up into different legislation and they're trying to sneak it through. One is H.R. 5346, and you're right on the money, but they're not dealing with stocks in this bill. They're dealing with retirement. They talk about setting up custodial accounts to manage retirement funds. Bullcrap. You want these people who steal from the world to manage your funds? This is why, and I wasn't even planning to talk about this, but I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold, and I'm also a customer for years, and they work on getting retirements out of banks and under individuals' control. All I want to say to you is call 877-646-5347. And I wasn't planning to do that, Sherry, but you triggered something in me, and people need to know you don't have long to get your retirements out of the bank before they come after it.
And they're going to take it by ridiculous laws that they put together in a political way so they can't be stopped. And you're just going to be sitting there in the cold. And they're going to say, well, too bad, you're too stupid. And right back to that history of war with China, in that one thing, control their money, control their food, control their health, control their leaders. And look at what they're doing to Trump and all of the people who supported him. They're going after his support, trying to teach him a lesson. Look at what happened with January 6th. That just makes me sick to my stomach. Well, worse than that, I just couldn't think of a good way to put it. They're looking at the people who supported Trump and supported freedom and threatening them with 20, 30 years in jail and forcing them to say they are guilty. And it's unconscionable. I can't even think of a word. It ticks me off to no end. You can get away with murder or hitting somebody in the streets with a ball bat and get out. But these people, some of them have been in solitary confinement for 2 years. The anniversary is coming up. January 6th is an absolute scar on American history.
Yeah.
And to tell you that Liz Cheney is right in there with them, making this happen, turn the people against each other.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. You know, it's funny. I heard an old George Carlin that came up randomly on YouTube last night, and I was doing some other work, and YouTube was on the background, and they'll shift to one thing to the other. And George Carlin came up from the 1990s, and in a comedy routine, and he said this seriously, though. He said, I don't care if you're Asian, white, black, Hindu, atheist, Christian, whatever you are, the government, the elite are working to turn you against each other so they can continue to steal your money on the way to the bank. What a great line. And that's just what you said right there. They are trying to divide us. Liz Cheney, well, she's part of the Cheney family. It's the Cheney crime family. Are you kidding? Mr. Daddy was complicit in 9/11. I mean, come on. I mean, who are we fooling here? Good for the people of Wyoming. You woke up and got rid of her. I love Wyoming. But bad that you even thought to elect her. And you know, my prediction for Liz Cheney, there's Democrats leaving. Joe Manchin's considering it. Kyrsten Sinema's considering it. Tulsi Gabbard has already left. And, you know, I don't trust her. And I think they're all going to form a third party on behalf of the Democrats, who are controlled strongly by the World Economic Forum. And they are going to ruin the 2024 election for any chances of a Trump re-election by splitting the Republican vote, hoping to pull maybe 10-12% of the conservative vote. That's what
it's
I think is coming.
It's a deliberate attempt
it's deliberate.
To separate us.
Yeah, exactly.
and we need to bring it together. Look at what they're going for. And this is all in that article from China that's published. Turn the parents against the children. Turn the parents and the children against the schools. Turn any and everybody against each other. Look at the Russian hoax thing that we announced that it was all years ago. And there was it Schumer or Schiff? I think it was Schumer said, I've seen the evidence. And he's talking about this Russian hoax. Nobody is doing anything to him to make him accountable. It's turning the people against the politicians. That's what's happening in Congress right now. Any and everything that they could do, is they are doing. And I'm talking about this group, money group, that is going after people. Look at what's happening with health. China's planes full of infected people to other countries till these other countries are saying, before you get on or off that plane, you're going to get tested. It's an attempt to make us sick, keep us ill, so we can't fight. And with this little nanogram, you can see who's telling you the truth. We're giving it away to anybody who wants it. They can write to me, Sherry, Sharry, on air at Gmail. Sherry on air at Gmail. And we'll send you a copy of this program. Because we are being attacked, devoured from the inside out as we turn against each other. I'm hoping that people can see this group as a common enemy so that we can come back together and care about each other and care about our country. But this cancer is coming at us from so many perspectives. Fear, 87,000 IRS agents from the border, letting in millions of people. I don't know if there is some kind of agreement to call those people up in a rebellion. I just don't know what's coming.
Well, they're taking advantage of a confluence of motives to bind, shall we say, anti-Americanism together. I want to ask you about Liz Cheney. I know you did her chart before. Do you recall what her profile was?
Revengeful. More than anything else, it's revenge.
Does her psychological maladies, do they precede her politics? Is this who she's always been?
I think so, because I can look back at it when she's talking with her father. It has something to do, I can't get a hold of it yet, but it's Trump and her father had some kind of controversy, and she's trying to take revenge more than anything else. Her whole style shows revenge, not logic, not any common sense. She'll do whatever it takes to get revenge against Trump, the person.
Well, that's been pretty clear of recent times, but you think this controversy stems from a conflict between Trump and her dad?
I think so. I think her dad of the Bush administration got in what was happening. You can see how he had a lot of, Cheney had a lot of knowledge about guns and war and pushing people into war. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, just so he could make money on it.
That's true. That's exactly. He's a classic neocon, and a lot of people believed he had a hand in planning 9/11. I've heard firsthand accounts of witnesses that people were reporting the oncoming object to the Pentagon to him, and he chose to ignore it. At least that's what I've been told. Whether that's true, people have to decide for themselves. But Cheney is not what I'd call pro-American friendly. Very much a neocon. Very much securing land and resources for certain corporations. That's his history. I've heard the daughter had a difficult upbringing. That's why I asked the question.
Well, I think she is out to destroy anyone in the name of her own revengefulness. And she's also very much involved with President Xi, Biden, and those people who are trying to turn us against each other. And it looks like from her chart that she has been promised some very important job.
How do you determine that? When you say from her chart, how do you determine that?
You look at her God level. There's six different levels, and one of them is omnipotence. And she had a lot of hits, or a lot of energy, in the name of omnipotence. So she's very right, and that she gets some high position, godlike position, omnipotent position. But we teach people how to look at each of those levels, from foundation to omnipotence, in the videos and the demonstrations that we give people. This is an opportunity. You tell people to make up their own mind. This is an opportunity for them to use a computer program that maybe they don't believe in themselves, but the computer will tell you what's going on. You can lie with your words, you know. Like Santos, he says all politicians lie. That guy who lied about getting elected, he's right. But if you believe the computer, and this computer's been around for 30 years, this software, it's been proven over and over to be accurate. And we want to give it away. Can we afford that? Absolutely not. But we have to. America depends on it. We're not going to be America much longer if we let this go.
No, you're exactly right. That's exactly right. Let me ask you, in terms of who they answer to, I told you I think it's the World Economic Forum, Bank of International Settlements. Do you have any concrete linkage to maybe go-betweens, people who are controlling the scene, behind the scenes? Do you know anything about that?
It has to be people with lots of money.
Yeah, of course.
You've got Soros up there, and there was some guy from France who claimed to have all of this evidence, Philippe something, all of this evidence against these people, and he said, I'm going to expose it if they don't act. Well, he didn't expose it, but he better if he hasn't. And from his voice, I don't think he has the information he says he does. But it has to be people like Gates, the people that are in the know, that want depopulation. What their motive is, what I can't get it. I know with Liz Cheney, it's a lot of fantasy and a lot of omnipotence. You know, the only thing that's going to save us two ways. One, we the people get up and start taking notice of what we need to do and get off our butts. I just read a thing this morning. People making more money on unemployment than they are working. Yeah. And people are to stay on unemployment. That's not America.
No, it's not. It's not. Has there been any changes in Biden's profile? I don't know how they're keeping him afloat. Do you?
Well, he's on some medications that we were able to find out, and they're actually herbs that they have him on. Now, in the last two or three weeks, he's got some energy because he's actually gleeful that the Republicans are such a mess in what they're trying to do. And there's people inside the Republican Party. I sent you McConnell's file that he has no foundation. McConnell's working for the other side. And looking at his energy recently, there's a little bit of spark of him coming out. But the other thing that's going to happen is these people in charge, when they finally get in charge, they're going to turn on each other. I don't know who's running Biden, but there's some sick people behind what he's doing.
Interesting.
Fear.
No,
one of the things that Americans fear is the IRS. So what do? They put 87,000 new IRS agents. They're running people on fear. You say that out loud, and we're going to come and get you. We're going to come to your house. You can't use your phone if you're going to be doing this kind of thing because we're watching your phone. We are not free anymore. Leave that phone at home, or better yet, just get some other kind of phone. Find a way around this and find a way to get rid of this election of fraud. There's more and more of it coming out all the time, how much election fraud there is.
Have you done any bioacoustic analysis of the voter fraud?
Yes, some. I don't have any of these people that were collecting ballots, but I have a lot of Mike Lindell's stuff, and he had all these people on his show about, he showed the electronic fraud, and they were telling the truth. So yes, from the voice prints I see, there is actually voter fraud that went on big time.
So Mike Lindell's on the money with what he's saying, isn't he?
Yes, and the, what is it, 2,000 mules, Dinesh D'Souza, those people are telling the, but look at the media control of what's going on with that. I forget what Mike Lindell's show, what it was named, Positive Proof or something like that.
I don't know.
But he interviewed these people that were looking at the electronic results, and he could show that there was fraud. He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth for the people. In his soul, he believes that the people should be free, from a soul perspective, and that's why he's doing it. Look at Rents. He's doing his perspective, his issues from God wouldn't treat humans this way. There's a lot of God stuff behind Rents that is good.
Well,
Think
is
about
that
this.
interesting? I just interviewed Tom right before we talked.
Think about this idea. Have you ever watched a movie or read a book where the bad guy was the hero? We, as free people, want the good guys to win. And that's not happening right now. The bad guys are winning, and it's got to stop. We're giving people the tools so they can tell on their own who's telling the truth. And if you look at what's happening with McCarthy, those 20 holdouts, they are holdouts to make. I'm gonna get some interviews with them and see what's going on. They are not for the Republican Party or freedom or whatever it stands for. They are for tearing the country apart. And those 20 people don't love the people or freedom or America. They are there deliberately to create chaos. And if I'm going to get their names, I'm going to get interviews, and we'll come back and talk about who's doing what for what purpose. And don't just take my word for it. Use this computer program. I wrote that program when I was a senior in interpersonal communication because I saw so many lies. And we've been giving it away ever since. And people have been stealing it ever since. So you know, if somebody's trying to steal it, it's probably an important piece of information. But we had a woman who, it says right on the front of the report, you talk into it, blah, 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 whatever. And it says, this is a free report. This is a free computer program. She had a lawyer contact me and said, you're going to change that because if you're stupid enough to give this away, I'm smart enough to sell it. And she tried to force me to let her sell it, to give it to her, to let her sell it. No, this is for the people. It's for the freedom of the people because lying is such a devastating thing in people's lives. Think about the last time somebody lied to you, manipulated you.
Well, Sherry, before we go down that road, I'm going to back up. I want to hit this point. From what I gathered from what you said, that you're in opposition and you question the motive of the 20 Republicans trying to block McCarthy.
I don't know what's going on there or what is behind it, but I'm going to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give you my perspective. Okay. I've quit the Republican Party. I will not send them one dime. I will send money to Republican candidates I like and I support. But Mitch McConnell is owned by China. He makes almost $30 million a year, and he's the head of the Senate, of course, for the Republicans, the GOP, the Senate Minority Leader. And his wife, her in-law, excuse me, his in-laws, his wife's parents, control the six major ports in China, and he makes money off that. He's a traitor. That's treason. They're an enemy. The second thing is, he sabotaged eight Republican races In this last election, he withheld their funding, and we could have won five of those races and had majority in the Senate. That's why he did it. He works with Schumer, and they actually announced this in the mainstream media. They're working to get rid of all MAGA Republicans in the Senate. Okay, so that's Mitch McConnell. Let me go to McCarthy now to the point of your comment. By the way, too, McConnell took FTX money, as did McCarthy. And McCarthy's in China's hip pocket as well, too. McCarthy is an absolute destructive rhino who sabotaged some House races just like McConnell did. Okay, so there's two leaders there. And then the head of the RNC is named Rona McDaniel. Rona McDaniel took money that people like me gave to the party, and she sent $700,000 of flowers to donors. Okay, people that send them on these wild vacations. And then she also sent, she spent millions of dollars on RNC vacations and perks that could have gone to elections that could have made a difference. So you've got the three leaders of the Republican Party, all corrupt, turning the party into a uniparty controlled by the Democrats. There's no difference. And so Kevin McCarthy is one of them. Now, Lauren Boebert, she's one of the 20 that you're referencing. She has come out very plainly and said, number one, you're going to support America first. Number two, you're not going to take any legislation that comes from Mitch McConnell because he's a proven traitor. So if Mitch McConnell legislation comes from the Senate, she's demanding that it not be considered. I support every one of the things that she is telling McCarthy that he has to do to gain her support. These people, Sherry, I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about here. They are as dirty can be, and I want you to do an analysis, and we'll do a follow-up show on this.
That would be awesome if you could get me some of the names of these 20 and this Lauren person.
Yeah, but I want you to focus first on the three, McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel. I want you to see who and what they are. They you're going to find the same thing with them as you are with Biden, Xi, and Friedman. They serve the same people. You're going to find the same profile in your bioacoustic analysis. The nice thing is, Sherry, is I've interviewed for a while. I've learned to see the patterns and so forth. I'm telling you, this pattern is true. Right now, the Republican Party has been destroyed and totally taken over by outside interests that control the Democrats, too.
And if I was Trump, I would be so disillusioned. He's my hero, and just because he's keeping going, and he's for the people. But I certainly am going to look into these 20 people, and we'll bring out the truth, absolutely.
Okay, but start with Kevin McCarthy. He took FTX money. I don't think I have to even go beyond that. And you know, FTX money, let me tell you what I'm finding out. The Pentagon has failed their last five audits. 60% of their spent budget they don't account for. First of all, I don't know how illegal this is. I mean, this is felony stuff, and this is stuff that Joint Chiefs of Staff should be going to prison for. This is defrauding the American taxpayer. Now, who's really involved in Ukraine? Well, the Pentagon. So it's safe to assume a lot of the money went there. And I'll tell you what I've been told, Sherry, by anonymous sources who are afraid to come out and be public. I've been told some of that Pentagon money got mixed with FTX money to help elect Democrats. This is how corrupt we are. We are so corrupt.
Yeah. And the people who are real are sitting in solitary confinement on trumped-up charges.
Yeah, you mean the J6 people?
Yes, and Stone and Manafort and those people that supported Trump and got into trouble.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
They're doing it to show the rest of us that we're going to end up in jail too, and that's why they got these 87,000 IRS agents, because they're going to get you on something.
Well, they started even before that. We've done the Attorney General Merrick Garland. We know what a criminal he is. We know that he lacks any moral foundation at all. We've done him before. But let me just give you an example. You talk about the average person getting sucked into this. It's already crossed the line. It was last year, a lady from Colorado, She went around and she went to 9 school districts and she trained parents on how to recall board members that were doing sexualizing of first graders, critical race theory. Well, Merrick Garland had his goons show up at her Colorado home, kick in the door, point guns to their heads, manhandle her teenage daughter, take their electronics, and at this point they still hadn't presented a warrant. And the warrant, as I learned and I talked about with other lawyers, the warrant was not even worth the paper it was written on. And here's the thing about Merrick Garland, and we talked about this before, we know he's a criminal. His son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education. And as such, they control critical race theory and some of these controversial programs. So the DOJ regulations say you cannot be involved in a case that benefits family or close friends. And he repeatedly does both. Repeatedly.
I mean, these people. And gets
away with it. Yeah, we are living under a total mafia. And I'm telling you, my position on these 20 Republicans, I know they probably have different motives. And with some of them, I'd say some of their motives aren't pure. But I want you to look at Lauren Boebert first. Because Lauren Boebert has said, I'm standing my ground on not having rhinos run the show in the House of Representatives. In fact, let me tell you who else you should do. You should do Sean Hannity. I did an 18-minute evisceration of Sean Hannity. I played clips of an interview he did with Lauren Boebert, the representative from Colorado. And his mission was, it's Kevin McCarthy or else, how dare you? You're almost a traitor to your country. He wouldn't let her talk. He kept interrupting her. I mean, it was like watching CNN. And Sean Hannity exposed himself for the rhino that he is. He is a traitor, pretending to be a conservative, but he's not. Lauren Boebert is the real deal. And that, I'm kind of giving you some names here to go look at, because we'll do a follow-up on this. But I'm telling you, Kevin McCarthy cannot be the Speaker of the House. Cannot be. He's terrible.
I will certainly go looking for this. We are supporting the people by giving them these tools to make up their own mind. I don't want everybody to depend on me, although it's just a computer program I'm running. I want them to depend on their own information and making up their own mind.
Okay, now I agree with you. So let's go, excuse me here as I have to reorient here. Sorry about that. Okay, so one of the things I would say, though, is this, is that I want you to take a minute right now and tell people how they get your program, how much it costs, how much training does it require. Can you address those three areas?
Yes, I just wrote a big article for Masters of Health on how important is the truth. Now online, just go to Masters of Health. I'm on starting on page 102, and it shows you how to tell who's lying to you, who's manipulating you. And in that article, there is a link to get this program for free. And people say, if it's free, what good is it? It's free because I care about this country. It's free because the people in Masters of Health care about your freedom of health, and they want to see this out there. We're losing a lot of revenue, but it has to be done.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just, as I said, I just interviewed Tom Renz. He said exactly what you're saying. He could make more money doing other things. He's choosing to fight for his country like you are. And this is why people know you're sincere and why they should take you seriously. And because they haven't heard of this technology doesn't mean it doesn't work. How much training does it require for someone to learn how to master this?
Very little. And we give you a training manual. We give you training videos. But what I want people to realize is that we have a common enemy. And they arranged a cancer inside of our country and inside of us to eat it from the inside out, and it has to stop.
I agree. Okay, so before we go back on that path, people can train fairly easily. What's the length of the training for the average person?
It's just a matter of putting a lot of pieces together, and if you can do that, if you can look at Red and blue and get purple. That's too simple of an idea. If you can just put two or three things together, then it can work. But also the computer gives you a printout. You don't have to think much about it. The computer gives you two or three paragraphs. And if you want to get the professional version, it gives you two or three pages. But we're very willing to start people out on the small program. You can get it online at soundhealthportal.com and play with it there. You can get a download for your own computer so you can call people on their lies.
Okay.
People can lie
really
with their words,
okay,
but
so
not
again,
with the frequencies.
Let's review. How do people order this?
They can write to me, Sherry on Air, and I'll send them everything. They
at
can
Gmail,
go to
right?
Our,
Sherry on Air at Gmail.
Yes,
right.
At Gmail. They could go to our website, Sound Health Portal, and use it there, soundhealthportal.com. They could go to Sound Health Options and join our free class, and you get this as part of the software for your free class. It's a class that teaches you how to use frequencies to see what's really going on with a person, either by their emotions, their perspectives. If you know, just depending on me, I'm run ragged trying to keep up. But if we get everybody involved, we can immediately say, that's not the truth, and you can dig at spot and make him tell the truth. If we bring up all this stuff about McCarthy and confront him with it, maybe we can get to the bottom of it and get things changed.
Yeah, well, I think that's a hope that we universally have to hold out. But I think, Sherry, you're part of it. If I were advising you, which I'm really not, but if I were, I would say you need as much data on all the bad players as possible. Keep it simple in your presentation, and then do what you're doing. Show people how to do this. Because we need an army of truth tellers. Because right now, this is my position on my job. I feel in my job, I've almost reached a saturation point. Those I'm going to reach, I've reached. Those who don't want to hear the truth and remain in cognitive dissonance will. And those who believe that this possibly couldn't be true, and there's no way government would ever act against its citizens, they're not going to listen anyway. So what we need is a booster shot. No, not a vaccine, a booster shot of truth. And you take something like bioacoustic analysis, popularize it with your friends and colleagues, and get it out there. And here's how you know this is sincere. How much money has Sherry asked for? None. None. She could be selling this. She could be marketing this. And she's giving it away. Let me guess, Sherry, your motivation, you probably have children somewhere in your family line there, whether they're nephews and nieces or kids or whatever. And for me, that's my motivation. I don't want them to inherit a poop hole to live in.
My motivation is what I see going on in China, where people are being used for organ transplants. They're being locked in their house. Their doors are being barred up so they can't get out. I love freedom, honesty, integrity, justice. Justice is my motive. Mm-hmm. And what's happening in American politics is not just to the little guy. There's such a disparity of what's happening to this guy over this guy. America is being duped. And unless we do something, we're going to end up with China as our leaders.
What do you think of the Chinese sending their COVID people to America and Europe?
I think it's part of the plan to make people sick, keep them sick, because sick people can't fight.
And sick people will take vaccines.
Yes. That's deliberate. Look at what's coming out about Fauci and Pfizer and all those people. That was deliberate.
Yes. It was deliberate. You're correct. You're absolutely correct.
We need to get rid of the people who are suppressing us or undermining our freedom from our, like you say, from our local school districts up to the president.
Yeah, I just, you know, I hesitate here because I'm beside myself in bewilderment that people could be this blind to the threats, and they're just one after another. I mean, if people just did this one exercise, okay, go to Google, use their search engine, their propaganda, and ask, okay, Biden's accomplishments, and they'll embellish them because it's Google, and then look at what they say he's done. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline, okay? Mandatory vaccines, so doctors and nurses had to lose their jobs. Well, and now we know the vaccines are killers. All the things that he has done, I would challenge people to put them down on the list, then ask, is this good for you? Biden has not done one thing to benefit America. Do you agree with that, Sherry?
I think he has destroyed America.
Well, yeah, he's pushed us off the cliff that we were headed towards. I agree. I totally agree. And the thing is I'm so frustrated. I mean, we had a chance, and by the way, there's massive election fraud, but they cannot do 100% election fraud. Okay? They can't. It used to be, in fact, my congressman, Paul Gosar, told me this about 5 years ago. He said, we have to account for about 6% voter fraud in all elections involving Democrats and Republicans. And now with the ballot boxes and all the nonsense we learned about with Dinesh D'Souza and 2,000 Mules, that number is up to about 20%. If you have a 25 to 30% majority, you have a good chance of winning. Although, you know what they did with Carrie Lake? In Arizona, she won about 75% of the votes. And I'm going to be revealing how I know this in short order. But Carrie Lake did. So how did she lose the election? Because the election machine suppressed the real vote for her supporters. 59% of them broke down on election day in Republican areas. Oh, it's just a coincidence. Pretty amazing.
Yes.
I know. I hear you. This is why, you know, Sarah Westall and I are pretty good friends. And Sarah and I talked about you a couple of weeks ago. And we both agreed your work is at the forefront of what needs to be done. One, you're motivated by the right aspirations. You're not letting greed manipulate you. You're not letting the other side buy you off. And then, but number three, you are accurate in what you're saying. You've proven it time and time again. And it's all there for people to see, every bit of it.
Absolutely. I'm going to make a prediction here. Biden is pushing for civil war. And he's going to keep being more and more outrageous until he pushes us over the edge. I'm hoping if we can show the lies and confront the lies that we don't have to go through another civil war. It's deliberate on his part.
You know, I happen to be 100% in agreement with you because people say, well, Dave, what would a civil war accomplish? Well, number one, it would end the United States because under the Kigali principles, Biden could call in 28 nations from the U.S. And that's a treaty that Obama illegally signed us into. So we would have extreme martial law presence. The people who are opposed to this regime would be called out. They've already identified us. If you support MAGA Republicans, Biden on two occasions in public speeches has already called us domestic terrorists. So
yes.
They want a civil war because they would be able to eradicate their opposers.
Yes. Another prediction, Sam Bankman-Fried will never be prosecuted.
I agree. He'll either be strangled or he'll walk free.
Yep.
I think he faces Epstein fate. I do, because there are too many secrets vested in this incompetent, emotionally unstable person, and he clearly is exactly all of that. Sherry, again, before we close, I want to make sure that you have given out the address again so people have no excuse not to take advantage of this training. and getting this free software, where do people go to order?
They can go to me, Sherry, on air at Gmail, and I will throw in our Biggest Liar book, and it exposes the politicians, the liars they are. And we will add McCarthy to that.
I hope I'm not in it, but but I'll tell you, McCarthy should be in it. Absolutely should be. He is one of the biggest scumbags in America. Well, Sherry, on that note, my friend, we are flat out of time. But listen, I appreciate the courage it takes to do what you do, because you are a direct threat to the establishment. So everybody pray for Sherry's safety. You know, pray for her well-being, that and her family. Sherry, thanks so much for joining us.
You are most welcome. It's my pleasure to be a part of the changes in America.
Thank you. Take care.